We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Joniak, the voice of your Chicago Bears.
Justin takes it knee one more time, runs to the north end zone. They all belly flop into the end zone like little kids on the playground.
Oh, man.
During a rainstorm, just having fun.
Second and five of the 33. Blitz on, and Fields going to run up the middle. He'll get near the, let's call it the 34-yard line on a run by Justin Fields, and that is the yard that gets him to 1,000 yards rushing in a single season. He is only the third quarterback in NFL history to accomplish that. Lamar Jackson has done it twice. Michael Vick did it as well in 2006. Congratulations, Justin Fields.
Jeff Joniak, you are ridiculous.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our dear friend Jeff Joniak. A lot of years under the belt with Jeff, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Jeff, today is 2-3-23. It is a time to remember Michael Jordan, and we certainly do remember that. Some great years covering the Bulls back in the day.
Oh, we certainly did. You know, that's when I really got to know the real Mike Mulligan.
Oh, boy. That is a horrible reality.
And what a great guy is.
Oh,
the
no.
William A. Finnegan S.J. Memorial Award winner. Congratulations.
How about that?
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. But those MJ days, it was literally like traveling with the Beatles, and you did more of the traveling. I only came along in the postseason, but some great memories. One of my favorites was before they went to Detroit to try and upend the Pistons, that game at Chicago Stadium. There was a thick haze in the building, and Michael put his team on his back, as he always did. And I remember driving home under the L tracks on Lake Street because the traffic was so bad. And I was in tears because I was moved by that performance. I could not believe what I witnessed. And it happened more than once, just when you think about it. Just dramatic. Awesome time.
Great memories, Jeff.
Yeah.
And tomorrow you might be in the midst of another one. You're calling the Senior Bowl for XM Radio. Great honor to have the voice of the Bears in Mobile, Alabama for this occasion. Great testament to your talent, Jeff. I just wonder, in all your preparation, have you practiced Max Duggan, you are ridiculous?
No, the ridiculous is put away a long time
ago.
Until Devin gets in the Hall of Fame, then we can resurrect it. But no, that was it. You know, that's custom built for Devin, you know, because that's just raw emotion. So we haven't seen anybody come around that way. But there are some very interesting talents in this game. And, you know, it's always one that you hope to see some really good quarterback play. Last year, five of the six that did play actually took NFL snaps last season. So you can't discount that at all. These guys are going to find their way on rosters for sure. But in terms of star talent at the quarterback position, no, he's the biggest name, though. Heisman runner-up and out of Texas Christian. He's had something to prove as well after that performance in the championship game. But the guy loves football, and he does have some really interesting talents, as do a couple of other guys. Jake Haner is an underdog. If you're looking for those from Fresno State, he'll be on the national team. This guy's got grit to him. And just watch the UCLA game in 2021, and you'll get to see what he's all about as well.
You know what's fun is being able to kind of catch up with the idea that the Bears are down there and they got a little insight, right? The idea that Luke Getsy is a coach of the team, you know, I was reading earlier in the week that he was having these practices that were a different pace than the other team, and he was doing a lot of teaching. I think that's really important to get his sense of how these guys learn, of what you can, you know, they've discovered players down there, and with the extra insight, maybe they discover something else. So it's a real advantage, I think, for the Bears this year.
Well, you can look a guy in the eye and see what he's all about in his chest as well, that heart, right. See if what he's got. But, yeah, I mean, typically the scouts and the general managers, they'd like to see as many reps as possible because they want to evaluate everybody and set the teaching aside for another day. But, you know, take the opportunity, do what you have to do. And the interesting thing about this game is that it's just not two teams with their entire staffs and their entire support staff. It is a mix of 16 different teams just thrown together. And I always find that, you know, Mike, you have a favorite word. You always use the word fascinating. It's fascinating to me that you could, on a week's notice, basically, I mean, there's some prep involved, but you get the collective minds of all these assistant coaches, and they put together a practice plan, and it looks like football. From all these guys, parts unknown, without your typical support staff. I mean, we're talking about everything from trainers to video guys shooting practice. So it's going to be an interesting week. It has been an interesting week. It should be an interesting game as well.
Beyond that, I think Luke Getsy's career is enhanced because of the contacts he can make and the impression he can leave from head coaching experience. It is just an all-star game, but he is now the guy that gets in front of a team, and he's being watched, Jeff. And I think when you look at his evolution as an assistant coach, we asked a question early in the week, can Luke Getsy become a head coach before the Bears get to the playoffs? Do you think that's conceivable, or does one have to come with the other?
I think one has to come with the other unless there's something really special about the guy, and there very well could be, because he did impress in his interviews last year. I was told that, and he really commanded that interview process. So this is a huge step for him, and it, with all these other assistants from other teams coming along, you know, you start putting your book together as a potential head coach, right? Who's going to be on my staff? And it's not just friends, it's people. And, you know, I always hate the idea you bring along your friends, because that's the worst thing you can do. You bring around the best assistant coaches you can possibly find and put them on your staff. You got to be like-minded, of course, same scheme, same thinking, but, you know, don't be afraid to get guys that haven't worked with you before, and now you're getting exposed to all these different coaches. So I think it's all about playoffs. Those are the guys that get most of the recognition. And so I'm glad there's not a big upheaval on the Bears staff, in particular that position. You can't keep making changes at the offensive coordinator position and expect development consistently from your quarterback.
Yeah, and the other element here is the Bears have a ton of money in free agency. So you're down there, you're looking at players, you've got your guy, your coordinator, he knows what he's looking for in different players. It's a really nice advantage. You also can figure out what the depth of different positions are. You know, you got to know the draft, and you got to know if you need to go into free agency to get a player or two, and they certainly will be getting, I hope, three or four starters out of free agency. Then you can kind of balance your draft around that, and then you can get back in the market after the fact as well.
100%. And I've told David this the other day. I'm tunnel vision here. I'm just looking at the line of scrimmage right now. I'm not looking at anybody else in terms of really significant analysis. Pass rushers, interior defensive linemen, offensive linemen. That's where I have to be focused on, because as we're seeing in the playoffs, we're seeing in NFL history, if you can't do it in the trenches, you're not going to do it, period. So that has to be reinforced in every way possible. There are strengths in this particular game and in the draft with the defensive line, edge rushers.
Right.
The offensive line position, there's some mammoth people in there. I know the Bears want to be on their feet quick and be able to move with some speed. So you got to sift through that in terms of what they're looking for. But and the tight end position is also one of great strength, running back position. So these are potential places down the line in the draft that you could potentially get a starter out of this Senior Bowl class, let alone what we're going to see at the combine.
Because there are mammoth holes on the Bears' depth chart, Jeff. I think when you talk about the needs that exist to fill them in the draft, yes, free agency. I wonder, do you expect the Bears to go into free agency prioritizing the things you just described? Don't they have to, even though the skill position is what everybody wants for Justin Fields, even though there might be a shiny new Saquon Barkley there in free agency, don't you have to stay disciplined if you're Ryan Poles and start to build from the ball on out?
100%. I think it's a conversation ender if you don't. You have to. That is the only way to start this process here in 2023 and beyond. And I think he is quite understanding of that as a former offensive lineman. His eyes are definitely at the line of scrimmage. And that's what you have to do. And I know there's shiny new pieces that you'd love to add. But what I don't want, and I know he's discussed this many times, just don't force anything. You know, there might not be some great receivers out there in free agency or in this draft that you can get because you have other needs. So don't force it and overinvest in something that, you know, may not pan out the way you want it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think that I've been saying to David, I thought, Jeff, that it was a bad thing for the Bears when the salary cap went up, 8%, because it would mean teams had more money. And the fear is that a guy like Darren Payne, for instance, from the Commanders, he's 25 years old, he's 320 pounds, he's a good interior lineman. Is he going to be available, right? Do they have more money now to prevent guys like that from hitting the free agent market? That's what worries me a little.
It's a fair analysis there. It worries me, too, because I'd love to have that guy in navy blue and orange for sure. Yep. And there's going to be a bunch of other guys. But, again, you know, just be disciplined, and I think he has been very transparent about that, and he will be. Just because you have it doesn't mean you're going to spend it all. You can't invest all of it in just one big chunk to one guy. While one guy can make a difference at that position on the defensive line, hey, look at what Detroit did in the draft last year. They drafted three defensive linemen. They had to wait on one in James Houston and became a sudden star, Aiden Hutchinson, Pascal, and you just developed a whole unit in one draft, not to mention now what they can do and continue building. They managed to put together a very nice season up there in Detroit. So just stick to your gut instincts here on how you want to build this thing. He says he's draft-driven. He does have the assets financially, but it has to be pick and choose and know where you want to put it. You got, as David pointed out, that there are many, many holes on this team, and it's position-wide.
Jeff, nobody studies the league like you do, so I know you have an opinion or a thought on Vic Fangio going to the Dolphins as their defensive coordinator, the highest-paid assistant coach in the league now, $4.5 million per year, and that's more, based on the information we could gather, than half of the head coaches in the NFL. How do they justify that, and do you think it will be money well spent?
Well, if you got it, the one thing, there's no salary cap for coaches, right?
Right.
So why not? I love Vic. I think he's a premier defensive coordinator. He understands the game in a unique way, and he's patient with his guys to develop them. And so, yeah, happy for Vic. He was in high demand, apparently, so he could have gone anywhere he wanted to, frankly, the way it sounds.
Yeah.
No problem with it, actually.
I just think, you know, we were talking about it. You give up a first-rounder for Sean Payton, a first-round plus. They're swapping a second for a third. And then you got a guy like Vic getting paid like a head coach. I mean, there are a lot of head coaches out there that aren't making $4.5 million.
You think they're running to ownership right now?
I mean, seriously. and he's, you know, Vic is 64, I believe, right? So he's got a three-year deal at that kind of money. It's an unbelievable, you know, he'll be left alone. I don't think that, he's got his own. McDaniel's going to do his thing, yell at the quarterback.
In Miami, he'll never shovel snow again.
No, he'll like that. He'll like that. What do you guys think of it? Honestly, I think there's nothing wrong with it at all. And that's the way Vic rolls. Leave it to me. I'll handle this. You handle your stuff. I don't need to be bothered with anything right now. I got this under control. So, and he's been a head coach. He's got that experience now. So he's got a little more cachet rolling in to that locker room in Miami.
Jeff, I think that we're headed toward the next phase of this, the next extension of this conversation is you saw the Broncos give up the draft capital for Sean Payton. You're going to see a team at some point in time give up a draft pick for a coordinator. Because if you value assistant coaches to this degree, at some point in time, your capital is not just going to be the money because there is no cap. You're going to give up a pick for a guy who might have been fired or left the team but still under contract, and that will be the case if you want him badly enough.
It won't be broad scope, though, because, you know, those picks are just too valuable. But, yeah, I didn't really realize how many times it's happened already. I think five or six times now that draft picks have gone for head coaches over the course of the NFL. In recent vintage, anyway, you know, the one that pops for me is the Gruden one that got them to a Super Bowl win in Tampa Bay. You make a great point, especially offensive coordinators. Let's be honest; those are the hardest ones to find. To me, offensive coordinators are the most stubborn of all football coaches. They close their door, they do their thing, and they sometimes, and I've experienced it, I've seen it. They don't want to hear anything from anybody else. They just want to do their thing. And if it's not going well, the adjustments are, you know, it's not really on them. It's on everybody else. I'm not painting everybody with a broad brush, but it's something that is of consideration. And teams go through them more than anything else. And I think that's what really hampers offensive development. And I know if you're fortunate to get a really good one, you hope to keep them for a serious length of time. Because the best quarterbacks, they're going to be the best quarterbacks anyway, but the Peyton Mannings and the Drew Breeses and these guys that stayed in one system for the bulk of their career, they reap the benefits for sure.
Jeff, I know you've all your focus has been on this game and getting your call right, and your preparation is legendary. I just wonder,
you guys are funny, man. No legend in my name, that's for damn sure.
Come on, we know.
But I appreciate it. Yeah, this is like 126 players, and there's multiple numbers. This is going to be a challenge now.
And the Northwestern kid's got a tough name to pronounce.
Oh, my gosh, I love this kid. I texted Pat Fitzgerald yesterday. I said, hey, have you seen what he's been doing? And he just gave me a short answer. Loves the kid, that's for sure. Some really, really good defensive play. But I'm going with Adi Adebare, so I'm not going with the whole first name. But he is – yesterday he drove – did you see this highlight at all?
No.
The Notre Dame kid, Patterson, he drove him into the middle of next week in one-on-ones.
Wow.
And it was – I didn't think I could ever see something like that. He's 6'1 and 5'8", 284, but he's got 34-inch arms and a wingspan of like 83. And he's just explosive off the line of scrimmage. I could see him being a three technique in a certain team.
So you're definitely monitoring as much as you're doing this. If you're looking at wingspan and you're looking at hand size or whatever,
you're a draft guy.
You're getting geared up for the NFL draft already. You're using this to feed what
of
you're
course.
Going to. It's great. It's wonderful.
It's saving me some time, actually.
Yes.
I would have never got to all this by now. No, it's a great
That's
honor
awesome.
To do it. I can't wait to do it. And I know there's not a lot of like a bunch of first rounders in this thing, but there'll be some top 50 players in here. I would say about 8 to 10, maybe 12. So it'll be good. I don't even know if these guys are going to play. That's the other thing too. You know, agents get involved before kickoff. Hey, you know, maybe you did a really good job this week. We're hearing you really improved your stock. How about you sit this one out? So I have no idea.
That's the whole idea. And as Molly pointed out earlier this week, it was the right way to look at this. These players may not be the top 10. This is the rank and file of the NFL in the future. These are the guys that are going to fill out rosters, play special teams, be five-year starters, have good careers, may not be the biggest names, but they will be big contributors.
100%. In this game last year, you got Braxton Jones. Even down the line, Sterling Weatherford, who's a really good special teams player, was on the Bears this year. You got Dominique Robinson as a fifth-round pass rusher you're hoping to develop. You got those guys out of there. There's a couple of more. Bayless Jones, who was also on the sidelines watching practice next to Luke Getsy during the week.
He should be catching punts.
Maybe he was.
Oh, that's
maybe
beautiful.
Maybe he was a consultant in this game. I don't know. And of course, you've got some local products. Another guy, you know, Homewood Flossmoor's John Michael Schmitz. He's a center from Minnesota. He's going to be a plug-and-play starter in this league. He is about 6'4", 306, first-team All-American. He shined in this one, too. Once he got his hands on somebody, they weren't going anywhere. Very impressive player there. And then at the wide receiver position, as I look for my board here real quick, Jaden Reed out of Naperville Central. What an explosive route runner. He went to Michigan State, really impressive during the course of the week as well. So a couple of local guys, including the Northwestern guys. And Evan Hall from Northwestern is a little bowling ball. Not a little. He's 5'11", 214, but
he'll knock you
really
over.
Good receiver. Who?
Yeah. He'll knock you over.
Oh, yeah, he's going to knock you over.
He's a good runner. He's a tough kid.
Yeah.
And, listen, I love football, so this is like
really?
catnip for me.
Couldn't tell, Jeff.
Yeah,
great stuff.
Hey, anyway.
Can't wait for the broadcast. We'll be listening. Really appreciate your time, Jeff.
Hey, again, congratulations, Mike. It's quite the honor as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.